police see paranormal activity in pub. British police responding to a call about a possible break-in at a pub in northern England found themselves in the middle of a ghoulish riddle today. Officers arrived at the Low Valley Arms pub 250 miles north of London after being told the alarm had been set off. But instead of finding any signs of robbery, they were faced with a shaken landlord convinced he had encountered a ghost with half a face missing in the ladies' washroom. Officers went in and were shocked to find toilets all flushing themselves. Inspector John Bowler of South Yorkshire Police said, "I had never encountered anything like it." Pub landlord Roger Froget and his wife Catherine moved in a year ago. They said they had seen nothing up until now, despite rumors of a resident specter. "I heard an alarm go off. I went into the pub. All the television screens had been turned on," the owner said. "I went to check the rest of the pub, and standing in the women's lavatory was a woman with half her face missing. I was petrified." Officers found no signs of forced entry. They were left quite scared.
Whoa. What do you suppose is going on there?
I mean, what is that sort of a thing when you're after death forced to hang out in a lavatory like that with half a face? You die pretty much expecting St. Peter and the Pearly Gates or some rough facsimile thereof, and instead they throw you a curveball. "Yeah, welcome to the afterlife, lady. No eternal paradise program for you. Sorry, whoever told you that had their signals crossed. Nope, what happens to you now is we take half your face away and assign you to a biffy in northern England." "Okay?" "All right. That's right, that's your afterlife post. Sorry, you're late to this whole death thing. Quite a few have come before you, and the best positions are all filled. We could maybe look at what other options are left, but we're scraping the dregs here. There's a gig walking around in the basement of a bordello, an old bordello, former bordello in Salem, Massachusetts. It ain't a finished basement, floods quite a bit, and in that situation you're dragging chains 24/7. Why don't we stick with a biffy deal? Sounds like a better thing for you, huh? Why are we taking half your face away? Good question. But if we sat here answering every question of every yahoo freaked out by this whole afterlife business, we'd still be explaining these rules to Adam and Eve. They wouldn't shut up, those two. They came in as perplexed as you, ma'am, asking about heaven and this and that. Where do you people come up with these fairy tales? Now get to the restroom. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We got people waiting in line. Chop, chop.